I work at McDonald's. How may I take your order?
Yeah, can we get a number 3 Big Mac combo and a large Sprite? Okay, what do you want? Okay, really fat ass? Alright. Can we also get a 12-piece nugget and a small fry with Dr. Pepper?
And that was a small fry with Dr. Pepper and 12-piece nuggets?
Yes, ma'am.
Alright, your total is $19.95. Please pull it up to the second window.
Welcome back to the Say No More Show. As you can hear, my guest is still here because he just bumped the table.
I
hit my knee. The last episode was 3.5 months ago.
Long time.
Very long time.
Long time indeed.
Do you want to talk about what you were doing?
I don't know if I should say, but like, actually just taking a really long crap.
Oh yeah.
It's a medical condition, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Takes 3.5 months.
3.5 months.
Really?
On the toilet. My parents had to slip me food under the door.
Speaking of toilet, there's a toilet flush that just happened.
Was there?
Yeah.
You got an eagle ear, dude.
Dude, I do.
Is that a term? Like eagle eye and then there's eagle ear?
I think so.
What would be the bloodhound ear?
I guess it would be like a bloodhound ear.
Yeah, I got a bloodhound ear. You know?
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
Like, do deaf people have enhanced hearing? Do you think that's true?
What? Yeah. Deaf people?
Not. Oh.
Yeah, do deaf people have enhanced hearing? I guess we'll effing never know, Sailor. That's a good question.
Maybe they're just too.
They're so good at hearing.
They're so good at hearing that they can't hear. Oh my god, the cat just jumped up here. Bro.
Oh, cat. Oh my god.
Anyways.
They're so good at hearing that.
What I was trying to say was. A blind person, do you think a blind person actually has better hearing, or do you think it's just a myth?
I think it may take a while for that. Like, if they're born blind, yeah. How would we know if they have enhanced hearing or not?
True, true.
Like, we just compare it to the average person?
Yeah.
Or what? But I do know, like, some blind people can use, like, very small amount of echolocation, like a bat, dude. It's kind of crazy.
So, like, he goes... West Virginia.
And then he waits for the sound to bounce off the walls, yeah. Like a Zeus.
Yeah.
And effing, boom, Daredevil. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, epic.
I didn't really like that show. Have you seen Daredevil?
No, I haven't. My dad watched it, though.
I've seen, like, the first episode, and it was way too gory for me. It was crazy.
I don't watch a lot of, like, TV.
Yeah? Me either, honestly.
It's mostly YouTube, and I just play games, and... sit on my couch and, you know, die.
Yeah. Poggers. No, when I do watch a show, it's never alone. I never really have time. I have time, because obviously I just play video games all day. But, like, I don't really have time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You feel like it'd be greater experiencing it with someone else.
Exactly. But YouTube is just, like, I can laugh by myself. It doesn't really matter, you know? It's different.
YouTube has, like, a human feel to it.
Yeah, it's very... That's not scripted, really.
Yeah.
It's very personal.
I mean, you can find scripted videos a lot.
Well, duh, but
Lele,
like...
Pons.
Lele Pons.
Laugh at comedy. Comedy laugh.
Laugh at comedy. Okay, boomer. But...
For those of you wondering why we're, like, there's a lot of noises, we have a third mini guest here. What's your kitten's name?
It's Little Freya. We little have Freya, and then just Little Freya, because she looks like her mom.
Yeah, and all she does is eat our headphone wires, run around like the desk, and sniff the mic occasionally, and knock over things. So
indeed,
she's pretty cute though.
She's adorable.
Although she was in the toilet like 40 minutes ago.
Yeah, she was in the toilet, and we let her in, and we didn't realize. It was like, why is she wet?
Yeah, we kept petting
her.
And
we kept, like, smelling it to see if it was, like, cat piss or something gross.
Yeah.
And then...
And then she got the tail in your mouth.
Yeah, she whipped it around. It got in my mouth, and I was like, and then I had to go upstairs and wash my mouth or whatever. And then we saw the toilet, and she was definitely in the toilet.
Yeah, because she crawled, like, easily on top of the toilet. We're like, oh, you were in the toilet. So, that was gross. We washed our hands.
Speaking of, I don't know why she's still in here, if she was in the toilet.
She's going to step over all of your keys.
No! Don't turn off. Oh God. Okay.
She's so cute, but like so deviant.
Her eyes are crazy, though.
Yeah.
She always has huge pupils.
Oh yeah.
Like other cats are always like sometimes slits.
What time is it? Okay, it's not 4:20.
Not 4:20. Oh my God, disappointment. But hers?
Hey, but it's 4:20 on the recording.
Oh my God, dude.
It was 4:20.
Crazy.
Anyways.
But her eyes are always just... She's always, like, high on some drug.
Catnip.
Catnip. Oh, of course. She's never had catnip.
She's importing and exporting catnip. She thinks she's... she thinks you think that she's innocent, and that's good.
She's gun running, yeah. You know? Yeah, and speaking of, I need to sell my meth business tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
If you want to join me for that.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Okay, sounds good.
Should we take the Lamborghini or the...
No, I was going to take my armored Karuma.
Oh, okay. I thought we were going to take the Fudo with the body pillow in the back.
That's not the Fudo. That's Ubermark Zion.
Oh, my God. She just jumped on top of me again.
Hold on. Hey, Ian. I know you're listening, Ian. How's it going, buddy? Cat, can you not do that?
Just sliding the USB around on the desk.
But speaking of Ian, he is collecting a whole bunch of anime cars.
Seriously?
So, all in GTA.
Really?
All the cars that can have the anime livery.
Yeah, livery?
He's collect...
Livery?
I call it livery because that's just what it sounds like to my brain.
True.
But in his nightclub garage, he has them lined up. And he's starting to collect all the anime ones. And it's ridiculous. Oh, my God.
What are you doing, kitty?
Should we say while we were gone for real, though?
Yeah. Okay. The real reason on my side is that I was in Asia for a long while.
A long minute.
Yeah. The cat... for you guys listening, the cat just jumped onto my... Well, I put the cat on my shoulder, and then she just jumped behind my shoulder and rappelled down my back. Anyways, I was in Asia for...
2 months, almost 6.5 weeks.
A good minute, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I went to a lot of places like, you know, Vietnam, Hong Kong, which didn't have any riots when I was there, which was cool. Mm-hmm. I think they put riots in like certain places, like, you know, in government areas, but
yeah.
Vietnam, Hong Kong, Thailand, Cambodia. That was the four places I went, and I do want to go back to Asia because it was really, really good.
Weren't you in China for a brief minute?
I was in China for an hour.
For like a layover?
And the layover was... See, the flight got delayed like 4 times. So I was supposed to leave at 12 in the morning. And it got delayed till 3 in the morning. 3 in the morning.
Wait, 12 in the morning?
It got delayed 4 times. It was supposed to be 12. So 12... A.M. So like the next day.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 12 a.m. All right,
and then it was 12:40 a.m. And then it went from 12:40 to 1:30 to 2 and then to 3.
Good God.
Yeah, and so by the time we went to Beijing, which was the layover to Seattle,
mm-hmm.
to wherever else I was going, there was only an hour to get through customs, security again, customs, immigration, and then through another security checkpoint. Finally, we got on the plane. We had like zero time, and I was so angry. My bag went through 4 security checks, and of course, at the last security check, they find my lighter. Like, they did, like, do you have a battery? And I'm like, I don't have a battery. They're like, oh, lighter? Okay. They take my lighter. They say, zip your bag up. I'm like, I paid a lot for that lighter. Can you just take the mechanism?
Yeah, it was a cool little.
Yeah, it was a gray, like gunmetal gray, mm-hmm. with a shine, with a golden dragon on it. It was cool. Really cool.
Yeah,
and it was a Zippo lighter. I mean, off-brand Zippo lighter, but you know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh my God!
The cat. Oh my God! We're still recording. They can hear us, but the cat.
She unplugged my headphones.
Okay, there we go.
There we go.
This podcast is a wreck. We got a cat ripping out the headphones.
And we don't have the Arizonas. We've been talking for like months.
About Arizonas.
About getting the Arizona pop at the beginning, right?
Yeah.
Like we did last podcast in the middle, yeah. when we just left to go get Arizonas.
Okay, for some see, reason. I tried to get Arizonas. I was driving here like a madman.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled over like really quickly, like into the store that's along here. cat's gonna rip it out again. Anyway, I pulled in, I look, and it said it was closed for the Halloween weekend.
Oh,
like, what? And I was like, it's not even close to Halloween. Halloween's like next week. So
yeah,
so it was closed, and I just drove off. You know, no one was on the road, so I just went back off. I was like, ah. So yeah. I wanted to get the Arizona, so we do the Arizona pop.
Shake my head, my head.
Yeah. So I rushed over here, dude, because I was like, because today was wild. It was really wild.
It was wild, yeah.
Because, like, I was running from, like, bar to bar, restaurant to restaurant, dropping my mom off and, you know, driving the car all around, and I had to drive all the way back and then, you know, give my dad keys to another car, and he had to go meet my mom. Then I had to go hop out of that car because I was in my parents' car, and then hop into my car, grab everything, put in the car, drive up here, which is, it's quite a, not like a long drive, but, you know, it takes a while because if you don't have, like a more, like a high-powered car, it's, like, hard to get up the hills and stuff. I mean, it's not hard, but, like, to keep your speed and momentum is really hard. Because it's like, you know, my car is a diesel, non-turboed, and going around that stupid corner, you know, when you go around that corner.
It it's up. Like a 15 mile per hour.
Yeah, I know.
It's ridiculous.
And I was like every time you go around it, like, you have to, like, slam on the gas, get up the hill. It's so horrible.
For reference, I live in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, he lives in the middle of the woods.
And that's why my internet is so shite.
Yeah.
Like, it's trash.
That's why I hate, like, leaving here at the nighttime, because it's so scary.
Yeah, I get killed by a Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Open up, motherfucker. Get out. And
he's Grand Theft Auto by Sasquatch.
Goes to Los Santos Customs.
Oh, yeah.
Sells it for $3,000. Worth.
Dude, he wouldn't even get $3,000 for my car.
1.5. But as for me, the reason I was gone is the first weekend we missed was my fault because I was in Eastern Oregon framing a house, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I was gone for like 3 weeks solid. Like, I had no time to do the podcast, right? And that's like a 7-hour drive. But I come back and I don't know what it was. I think there was some family thing that I had to go to.
I think I remember, but I'm not sure if I should say, because it might be.
Yeah, whatever. But, yeah, that, and then we just put it off for a while, because it's hard to get back into it, you know?
Yeah, like, once you start rolling, it's fun, but then, like, you miss 1 week, and like, oh, I'll do it next week, and then...
Exactly.
Next week. It's kind of like working out, you know?
Yeah.
I was working out, like, every week. In the summer, and then, like, I missed 1 week, and then I missed another week, and then...
Exactly.
And then I just stopped doing it completely, and now...
Yeah.
Now I'm 400 pounds, no.
450 for me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
constantly
then...
breaking chairs.
Wow. Really? Okay. And then Sailor was gone for, like, 6.5 weeks.
Yeah.
Because he's a boomer, apparently.
Yeah.
And now he's back.
Yeah.
And now we're actually on the horse again.
Yeah.
We're going to do it next week, hopefully.
Take my horse to the old tower. I hate that song.
Oh, my God, yeah. You hate it?
I hate it, dude.
Why do you hate it?
It just doesn't sound good to me.
I'm so offended.
The only other song I like by Lil Nas is Panini.
Oh, Panini.
And I got tired of that really quickly because I kept listening to it.
Yeah, you had it on replay for like...
Oh, yeah, dude. I'll play Weeb songs on replay and I'll get tired of them.
Yeah, we get burnout.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. I wish, like, burnout just wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
Make life so much enjoyable.
You just gotta be on crack, man.
Dude, drugs are the key. Oh, my God.
Disclaimer, don't do drugs, kids.
Wait, what do you mean? Why? Oh, a balancing act. I see.
Oh.
I see, Sailor. Oh, dude. So, sorry.
Distraction 100.
Distraction.
But, oh, God.
The other day, I was at work, right? And we had trusses. You know what trusses are?
I think they're like support beams in some sort.
It's a triangle. Multiple triangles
for the roof.
It structures the roof, right?
I've seen like really big ones on semi-trucks. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And you have a whole bunch of those in like 2 trucks worth.
Yeah.
Because we were building a house down in West Oregon.
Yeah.
And, excuse me. But we had this giant crane that was on the semi, right?
Oh, yeah.
It easily went 100 feet in the air. It doesn't seem like a lot, but when you're looking straight up it, dude, it looks like it's in the clouds.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But they had it, like, attached to a truss, and then you'd drag and drop a pack of them.
Yeah.
And then we had to lay them out, right? And then after a while, my dad let me come up after I was done passing stuff up, and we were a solid 40 feet in the air.
Oh, my God.
Standing on these little 2x4s trusses, because that's what they're made out of, right? Yeah. And it's just rows of them, and it's kind of sketch, dude.
Yeah. Like, are they nailed down, or?
Yeah, they're, well, yeah, they're nailed down, but they're still a little shaky.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're not fully nailed down with hangers and everything. It's just like, don't move, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then we had to do the second layer of trusses on top of them.
Oh.
And it was sketch, dude. I was like, shitting bricks. It was making me uncomfortable as hell.
Yeah, for heights are, like, one of my favorite. Like, if I'm in an airplane, I don't care. Mm-hmm. But, like, when you're, like, high up and you're on your feet, you're like, oh.
Well, yeah, God. Because with an airplane, there's just, like, nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
Even if you're afraid of heights, you don't see a lot of it.
Yeah.
But when you're, like, I don't know, on a skyscraper, which is an extreme example, there's a lot more risk to it.
Yeah.
Like, how often does an airplane crash? Not very often.
Not
ever, really. But, like, when you're on the trusses, you fall, you're going to fall and break your ribs or whatever, break your legs.
And that's if you don't fall on a piece of equipment or...
Yeah, exactly.
Or wood or, you know, stab yourself on something.
Yeah.
Rebarb.
But you had to, like, climb up there. Yeah. There's no easy way to get up there. Yeah. So you have to make, like, these little ladders that are super far apart with the steps. And you had to get up there. And it's, like, a nice breeze going. And you have crappy shoes I was wearing because I didn't have my boots yet. And they had, like, holes in them. And they're all soaking wet because it's Oregon.
Yeah.
But I was sketched out. Oh, my God.
I remember having to work on the roof at my house,
mm-hmm.
and that roof's pretty high, you know, and then especially when it drops down to my house is on a slant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was, like, so afraid. I was, like, wobbling and everything, mm-hmm. and then, like, oh, God, it was the worst thing ever. My dad just, like, he's like, climb down the ladder, you just hand me stuff. I was like, okay.
No,
to be fair, I was, like, 14, okay, so...
Fair enough. But it is definitely a thing you just get used to with time.
Yeah.
Problem was, like, after that, the next day, I had to go back up there with, a extension ladder.
Yeah.
And it was near vertical. And that's when it gets real sketch, because it was raining, and the roof wasn't sheeted and everything. So the floor on the inside was soaked. It had, like, an inch water.
Oh, my God.
And the extension ladder was, like, nearly straight up and down, and it could move. So you're, like, sketched when you're going up there. You're like, okay, don't slide. Don't slide, because if it slides, you're going to fall and break your ribs, right?
Yeah.
And then you had to go up there, and you can just see down. Not even that was the scary part. Like, I was just shaking because I was nervous as hell, right? And then you had to, like, nail things while extending your body way over where it should be, and then nail something.
Oh, I hate that. That's the worst one. Like, you gotta nail something in, and you're on a ladder, and you have to lean over something and lean to the left or lean to the right.
Yeah.
It's, like, horrible.
And then you have no hands to hold on to anything, right?
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, I'm just standing, and I hope I don't slip, otherwise I'm dead.
Exactly.
You know?
It's either, like, you know, I put all my trust into my feet, or I put all my trust in my hands.
Yeah.
And, like, if it falls and I have to grab that, and then there's a chance that I'll be dangling on something.
Like, what do you even do in that situation? You're dangling?
I think you just gotta wait for someone to help you.
What can they do? You're 20 feet in the air.
Well, I would guess they grab the extension ladder again and put it back up for you to get on.
I don't know, dude. That's sketchy. I don't have that much upper body strength.
Okay, so when you're talking about there was, like, a 1 inch of water, was that, like, on the roof? And the roof was, like, not the roof, but, like, you know, the attic or whatever? Or
there was no attic. It's a one story, and then it had an overframed roof, like, a lot. It was, like, a ranch-style home.
Oh, okay.
Right?
And so
the ground, like, this is the story.
Oh, okay.
Almost had an inch water, because it doesn't drain very well, and it was raining pretty heavily. Okay,
yeah.
My shoes were soaked because they had, like, holes in them. I needed new shoes. But the ladder would just slide around. So I was like, oh, my God. Because there's nothing to dig it into.
Yeah. They should really, like, for construction sites, they should really have like a anchoring process for ladders.
Well, generally, like if the ladder's not going to move around a lot, like you're mm-hmm. just going to keep yeah. it in the same place and you're going to keep going up and down it, you'll put like a 2x4 and just nail it to the ground. Yeah. So no matter what, it can't go back.
Yeah.
It can only move left and right yeah. at most, but it's not going to do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know if I was so afraid to go back up. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. Construction work is like the worst.
It's fun in some parts. Yeah. I'm sure after a while the trusses will be fun because you get to climb on stuff.
Yeah.
It's like a jungle gym. But you have to treat it as work.
Yeah.
So you can't really.
It's... So I worked in construction for like a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got fired. But I was in demolition.
Uh-huh.
And so part of the reason why I got fired was I'm a small guy, you know. I'm tall, but like I'm skinny. And so... It took me forever to demolish drywall.
Well, it's drywall, I mean.
Well, the problem was, like, I went to go hit a wall, and I bent it, but I didn't, like, go through. And so then, like, the second time around, I went through, and then almost through the second one. So, like, I'm usually, not this week, turns out I was bouncing off a board.
Oh, the stud.
Yeah, the stud. Anyways, also the reason I got fired was my boss on Christmas Day, which I thought he wouldn't be celebrating. I don't celebrate Christmas, obviously, but I thought he would be celebrating, so he didn't tell me that he needed me in for work or anything. And he texts me like early in the morning. He's like, "So you're late for work?" And I said, "Well, you didn't ask me to come to work yesterday." So, and he's like, "Are you coming to work?" I said, I asked my dad. He's like, "Just say you're not." And then he's like, "Oh, blah, blah." And then he paid me, and then he never asked me to work again. So I was like,
yeah.
"Oh, okay." But well, yeah.
Yeah. No, I've only done demo on... There was this, it's like an apartment, like, section. Like a huge, you know, Gresham Station?
Apartment complex?
Yeah, it's like a but
yeah.
quite big area.
Yeah.
And it's for like older people.
Yeah.
Right? And we had to demo towers, right? And it was yeah. like some of the first stuff I've done.
Yeah.
We had to demo these towers and then rebuild them.
Oh.
So there was a lot of demo. And I got yelled at by an old fat dude on a wheelchair. Because I wasn't wearing my hard hat for 15 seconds.
Seriously?
I took it off, stepped back, so there's no way anything was going to hit me. I was by the truck, right?
You took it off and like wipe your head or whatever or something?
Some, I don't know. I think I was talking to, I was talking to someone. I don't remember who. But, yeah, I took it off because I wasn't in
the construction action area.
Zone, right? Yeah. And this old guy comes out on a wheelchair. Not a wheelchair, a scooter. Like a little scooter.
A little scoot.
And he's the oldest. He's like, "You guys need to stop messing around. Put on your equipment. This is a construction zone." Like, okay, dude. All right, sorry.
Like, just some random old dude from the home?
He was just trying to go down the sidewalk or whatever.
Yeah.
And no one was obstructing his path. Or I don't know what he was really doing, his end goal.
And that was in Portland?
Yeah, that was Gresham.
Gresham.
Okay. Which is right next to Portland.
Yeah.
There's a lot
of crazies in Gresham.
Gresham is rough.
Yeah. Dude, have you ever been up to, like, you know, okay, so you go to Seattle, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And, like, right when you, like, before Seattle, I can't remember what the name of it, Tacoma.
Tacoma, Olympia.
Tacoma is, like, rough near the train station, like.
Yeah, I've been to Tacoma.
Yeah, I went up on the train, and I just look, and I'm like, what city is this? My dad's like, "That's Tacoma," and I'm like, oh my God. He's like, "Yep, Tacoma hasn't changed at all."
Well, yeah.
There's nice parts of Tacoma, but they're, like, I see, like, a majority of it's, like, you know.
Well, that's pretty much with, like, a lot of cities. So there's some nicer cities.
Yeah.
Tacoma is interesting.
Yeah.
I had a cousin who lived there for a little bit, and I visited him.
Yeah.
We spent the time in Tacoma a little bit. We went to the zoo. They have a cool zoo. Yeah, with an aquarium and stuff.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Well, that's cool. That's good.
Yeah, but now she lives somewhere near Seattle, Renton.
Oh. You know
where Renton is?
No, I do not.
Yeah. I've been there a couple times. Can you not do that, please? Thank you. Rip the chair. So rude.
Very rude. Yeah. But, yeah.
Aw, man.
Aw, creeper.
Creeper. Aw, man.
Dude, I can't believe that that meme is still circulating. It's 2019. It's still happening.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it died a while ago.
No, the Fitz stream. They were blasting that song, and Swagger Souls was screaming to it right in front of Captain Sparkles in Minecraft Monday.
Oh, because it was Captain Sparkles was there.
Yeah.
Duh. Okay, I'm just curious, what did he do on that? Because he didn't sing. He didn't...
I think he made the music, like the actual music.
He just produced it?
Yeah, because he has a channel, a second channel called Marin Music.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, and he makes music.
Oh, then that answers my question. Yeah. I was like, what does he actually do?
Back when I used to watch Captain Spark, like, you ever have, like, those things where, like, you watch a YouTuber for a bit and then, like, you stop watching him?
Yeah, like Mr. Fruit.
Yeah. So, I was really into, like, Captain Sparkles. I'd watch every video, like, his Reddit videos, his Minecraft videos. Mm-hmm. I'd watch them all. And I used to watch him when I was a littler kid, but, like, I came back to it when I was, like, 15. And I would watch him. And, he's like, so you guys are probably wondering about this Marin Music guy, and my last name is Marin, so is he an imposter? And then he clicks on it, whatever, and he's like, yeah, so I started making music, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, okay, Marin Music. I think I still follow it. I just have, like, it's to the point where no matter who I follow, YouTube chooses what search history I have over who I follow.
So well, yeah, it's your recommended.
Yeah. So I have to search and seek out who I want to watch. Like, I watched this guy who is restoring a Pontiac Fiero.
Okay.
If you know what that is, do you know what that is?
Car?
Yeah, it's a car. It's like an 80s car that was like, it was trying to be like a European like sports car.
Okay.
And when Pontiac took it, so GM Motors is like, they own Chevy and all that.
Right.
And so when Pontiac is owned by a GM. Sorry. Oh my god. I'm a little sick. Sorry, guys. Yeah. So Pontiac is owned by GM. That's not the point. Anyways, when they were designing the car, they wanted it to be like an exotic European sports car with a V6 and mm-hmm. independent suspension. Well, GM said, no, no, you go look in the scrap pile. And basically they made front suspension by reversing rear suspension on another car that GM already made, mm-hmm. using the rear suspension of another car. Mm-hmm. Basically, the whole underside of the car, the chassis, the engine, was all reused parts, and they put all their money into the car. Anyways, besides the fact, they were notorious. They came with an inline four, which is like four cylinders in a line, because I know you're not very car smart.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Whoa.
And they only made...
Ouch.
Okay, hard flex.
All right. Okay. All right, chill.
Mm-hmm. And they only gave out 95 horsepower.
That's not a lot.
If you think about that...
That's 95 horses, though, so that is a lot.
Yeah, but if you think about it, my car is 134 horsepower, and that's slow.
You do have a boomer car, though.
Okay, all right. Boomer cars
are pretty... You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, well, my parents' car is way faster than mine, gamer. I got a diesel for save the planet, gamers.
Save the planet. Plant 20 million trees, Mr. Beast, yeah. You got it.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
I have not seen that.
Yeah, they did little, like, $1 is one tree.
Okay.
And they're trying to raise $20 million by, like, January 2020.
Yeah.
So they can, like, plant 20 million trees. That's pretty cool. I'm not donating any money because I'm broke, but, like... That's pretty cool.
So, the, like, 20 million rainforest trees?
Just trees.
Oh, just trees.
Just trees.
It's kind of sad that it takes money now to plant trees. If you think about it.
What do you mean?
Like, okay, so people have to... It's free to plant a tree. You just got to go out and find like
a pine cone. You have to buy a tree.
No, you can go out and go walk out in the woods. We still have stuff.
But the percentage of pine cones that are going to go into trees... To trees that are going to go into trees?
I guess. Anyway.
It's a lot different.
But,
I guess you can just plant a million thousand pine cones and one or two of them will be
I mean,
trees.
Like, you just, like, find a pine cone a day and you bury it mm-hmm. and, like, over the lifespan. What were we talking about?
Restoration of a car.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sorry, I got off track. We got off track. This guy was restoring this 1981 Pontiac Fiero, and they're known for catching on fire. because GM made them cut corners. Okay. So he restored it, and so...
And he put a fire deterrent in it.
Yeah, he fixed all the fire problems, but it's really interesting to watch him. He's really creative with his videos. It's like, he makes them really funny. Like, he did, like, a bit where he was, like, his brother was in the car, but, like, wrapped in a trash bag. And he was, like, driving the Pontiac Fiero around when he first got it started. And he's like, so basically what you want to do, he's explaining what to do, like, for restoring it. And he's digging a hole and then dragging the body out of the car. And I love that. And then, like, he does, like, these weird bits where he's, like, he'll just stare at, like, the dead body in his car for, like, a minute. And then he looked back at the camera and he's like, and then you want to do this step, like anything normally. His newest one was like restoring a subframe, which a subframe holds the engine. It connects to the mainframe, whatever.
Mainframe, I'm in,
yeah. And so, like, basically he's like, all right, so now that all your heat shields and connections have been spray brushed and repainted, now it's time to look back at the subframe. And he walks outside. And he looks, and the subframe's gone, and, like, the whole video goes black and white, and some eerie music starts playing, and, like, it becomes nighttime, and he starts walking, like, out of frame into the dark driveway, and, like, it's just so scary for, like, I was watching this at 4 a.m., and I got freaked. I don't know. And then, like, he walks out into the driveway at the middle of the night, and the subframe's just there, and then he goes, and he, like, shakes his head, and then it turns light time, and he's like, all right, now to move on with the subframe. And the video just keeps on going like it's normal. You're like, okay.
That type of humor has a name. I just forget what it's called.
It's really funny, though. Yeah,
really
creative. Like, I didn't see it. And his channel's really underrated for, like, a YouTuber. I think he only has, like, 20,000 subscribers, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
What's it called?
Let me look it up. But it's really, really funny.
Yeah, restoration videos are really cool, though. Like, restoring, like, old knives and stuff.
Yeah, I watch, like, a guy that restores, like, old axes and stuff.
Yeah. No, silver weaponry.
Yeah. His name is Ronald Finger.
Ronald Finger.
Yeah.
He's a finger?
Anyways, yeah, he's really funny.
Fingerprint workshop.
He's been doing this Pontiac Fiero thing.
Oh, it's multiple videos.
Yeah, since it's like a
series.
Part episode, yeah. It started 11 months ago.
Has he finished it?
No, he just posted the restoration video.
Is it finger or oh, God, how finger? Do you...
Finger?
How do you say finger? Oh, that's how you say finger. Is his name Finger?
He only has 196,000 subs. Finger. Finger? I think it's Finger. Maybe.
F-I-N-G-E-R?
Maybe.
Finger. That's how you spell finger, right?
Finger. Dying. You're not dying.
Okay. Finger. But Robert Finger?
Yeah, Ronald
Finger. Ronald Reagan. Ronald Finger.
Yeah, but he only has 196,000 subs. That's pretty low for...
Yeah, for YouTube.
For a YouTuber.
That's a lot of people, but...
Yeah. When you think about it, but yeah, that's what I've been watching. And I also watch, like, another thing called Donut Media. And they talk about cars all the time. It's like one of those things where, like, when you're interested, so they teach you, like, all things about cars. It's like they have a section. This would be perfect for you if you want to learn, you know, just get a little basics of how each engine works and what type of different engines and what liters mean in engines, you know. Yes. I'm sure you know what liters means in engines. That's how big the thingy is.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Is that enough car talk for the episode?
That is enough car talk.
I think so.
Because I have, like, 95% of what you said.
You didn't understand?
Not that I didn't understand it. It just went out my ear because I'm not a car person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But for what I watch on YouTube, what do I watch? I watch a lot of, like, Minecraft videos.
Yeah?
Recently, yeah. Like Jay Schlatt.
I've been watching a lot of, like...
The S&P Live's done.
Live stream fails. Like... And also...
Like YouTube live stream fails or like live stream fails?
Like like Twitch. It's like I watch Fitz funny live streams.
You know what I mean, though? Like YouTube video, live stream videos are like... live
streams. Oh, no, not actually.
Because live stream fails on YouTube are just like, look at this girl's ass. That's it.
No. I'm watching, like, Fitz's, like, donations.
Oh, and what they say.
So, like, they're all talking, like, shoot your shot with Pokemon.
Shoot your shout.
But, yeah, and then he's, like, another one was, like, really horrible. He's, like, okay, thanks for the $2. It was like, hi, Fitz, I want you to take my daughter's virginity. You know, like, oh, my God. Like, I can't believe someone would, like, donate and say that.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's anonymous, so, like, who cares?
Well, it says his name, but his account name.
But you can put whatever when you're donating.
Yeah.
Ow, what the...
The cat just destroyed your hand.
Caught my finger. My finger.
My finger. Finger.
My finger. Finger. Say it. Say it enough and it sounds like a word. It doesn't sound... Oh my dude, I'm having a...
A stroke?
No, you can't say that's offensive. I'm having a mouth function.
A mouth function. Oh my god, a mouth function.
Finger. Finger.
Finger.
Alright, I'm done with this.
If we keep trying to rhyme things with finger, we're gonna end up saying a really bad word.
What? Finger. Ping.
Linger.
Finger. Linger. Dinger.
Don't start with an N.
Ginger. It's spelled the same, so.
Ninja. Ninja.
Ginger.
You can say ninja.
No, don't say.
Ninja. Ninja. Ninja.
Ginger. Fringer.
Copyright infringement.
Copy my alcohol. Dude,
FBI, open up.
Sailor, how come I can't talk?
Can
you explain that to me? Just the basics?
I think it's because we're talking a lot and our brains are not getting enough oxygen.
No, that can't be it, because when I talk a lot of the time, I just can't say word. Frick! Say word right. That sounds like I have Tourette's if you don't have video.
Dude.
What is going on?
I don't know.
I need my Arizona, dude. I'm an addict. It gets me going. You know what I mean?
Just one Arizona, man. Just one. Just one. Trust me, just need one.
It's not a problem. Oh my god, cat! You unplugged my headset. This cat is the bane of the podcast. Okay. That's why the episodes have been coming out.
Yeah.
Because the cat.
He's plotting to kill us. Please help us. He's holding a gun to my head. I mean, stop for this sponsored message.
The sponsor of this episode is Anchor. Anchor is a free website in which you can easily start a podcast by just creating an account and uploading your first episode. At Anchor, they try to make podcasting easy and fun without sacrificing the quality that every podcaster deserves. We use Anchor ourselves and they have helped us spread our podcast to multiple different platforms. We truly believe that Anchor is a good site to use for starting a podcast, and we would like to thank Anchor for sponsoring this episode of our podcast and being our very first sponsor. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the rest of the show. Hello, future sailor. How's your day been going?
Pretty good.
I'm talking to future sailor.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good to hear. Your daughter just died? That's so sad. Damn. That's really unfortunate to hear, future sailor. Your dog has syphilis?
When is this episode coming out? Like 3030? Oh, I wouldn't live that long. 2080?
Wait, I wouldn't live that long.
I would.
What? You're a boomer.
Wait, how?
You only got 3 years left.
2080?
That's at least. If you were born in 2000, that's 80 years. When were you born? 2002?
2002, yeah.
So 78 years.
I'll be 78. I can live to 78.
Dude, I'll be lucky if I make it to 14.
You're already past that, so congratulations.
Dude. Oh, yeah. Good job, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Creeper.
Dude, one time in Destiny Crucible,
yeah.
Right? I'm playing a match against this guy, right? And his name was Creeper, and then it's just a whole bunch of numbers. And this was when the meme was big, right?
Yeah.
And I messaged him. I was like, "Aw, man." And he went... he started the lines.
Yeah.
And then we just... Every single line, we had a message battle until I had to go, and it was great.
Did you save it?
Yeah, I took a screenshot of it. Oh, I think I sent it to the group chat.
I don't think I saw that.
Dude.
Gamer moment.
Never reads the messages.
Dude.
That's Sailor's biggest fault, apparently.
I
feel like I'm the only person, maybe Derek does, I'm not 100% sure, but I think I'm the only person that I know that reads every single message.
Sometimes I'll do it, but like mostly I'll read it until I'm added, and then like I just like everything else is just like I'll skip past it. If it's over 90 messages, I'm not gonna read all the way back, like, which just happens sometimes.
Why?
Like 50 messages, I'm like, I'm not gonna read that. I'm just gonna like be like, hey guys, I'm here.
Yeah, but the problem is either we like ask you a question or something, and, or we're like talking about something and then you ask a question and like I just said the answer 5 messages back, but you didn't read them, so like why are you asking me again? You know what I mean? That's just so frustrating to me, like, because you do it so often, Sailor.
Guys, help, he's holding a knife to my face right now.
I'm holding a USB stick to your face. I'm going to plug you in.
Oh god, that sounds so horrible. Wait.
Don't say that. You can't say that on stream. Oh, Sailor, talking about streams, how has your stream been going? You've been picking it up, right?
You know what? Okay, so the other day when I was streaming Siege for like 44 minutes until my internet just decided to say no.
Did your internet just really just go down? And
dude, it's like being horrible right now. I don't even know why. Like I used to get like 70 like megabytes per second.
Okay.
And now it's like it was 2 the other day.
Oh, I was like, wow, welcome to the club.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, this isn't Ethan's house. Where are we going?
Yeah, what the heck?
So,
oh my god,
bro, you okay, just wait. Keep pulling it out. I'm still
you're still good.
I'm still good.
Oh, I keep playing on my own. I'm retarded.
Anyways, I got 6 viewers and
6.
You guys were all talking in the chat and everything. It was good.
I can tell you that it was me, Ian, David, and Derek.
Yeah,
those watching. I don't know who the other 2 people were though.
I don't know either. They didn't talk like at all, but I had them. They were in there. So yeah. I had 6 viewers, so I was like, "Aw, epic." And then like
the stream went down.
Then the stream went down and everything went bad, and then I was like, I tried restarting it, and then like it was just poop, and I was like,
"Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm just going to play Siege the rest of the night." And I did. I unlocked dude, I was playing Siege and like I joined into a server or whatever. And so I pick my only like I only have 2 here operators right now, so I almost called them heroes. Overwatch. I have Castle and I have Thermite. So Thermite's like a guy where he has like this pad thing that he shoves up against like a, you know, the metal reinforcements that people do, like
they click
it on there and they click it open and they click it up or whatever. So Thermite has like this pouch where he can put it on there and then he pulls a thing out and it goes tsh, and then like blows up the whole thing. And so you can breach those metal things.
Oh.
So, anyways, I was playing Castle, and so there's that moment where you're like you're in your drone or whatever, you're bouncing around, and right as I get out of my drone, my teammate just headshots me, like instantly,
and I'm like, "Welcome to Rainbow, baby."
I know, and so he's like, "Was this a purpose team kill?" I was like, "Yeah,"
and then like, he just fully admits it. Like, yeah, I killed you.
No. It asked me. It says F5 for purpose team kill or F6 for accidental. I pressed F5. I'm like, dude, that was so on purpose. And then I... dude's playing or whatever.
He's
and
just
then,
waiting for you to get out of the drone?
Yeah.
Smack you in the head?
With no, there's like a phase where you can't get out of the drone. It's a searching phase. And then once that's up, your characters can move.
Oh, it's everyone
in the drone. Somehow he got out of the drone in the pre-invasion zone, so he's just, bruh.
I keep unplugging.
You keep unplugging the thing. So somehow he got out of the drone option and started walking around.
Uh-huh.
He looked at me, and right as the timer stops, just shot me in the head and like the whole thing. So I was like, dude, very epic. That's what I said in the chat. The next one, he didn't even shoot me. Like, nothing. So I was like, okay. Because he reverse team damage was put on. So if you shoot people,
do take damage.
Eventually, yeah. So if, like, if you shoot people on accident, like I do all the time because I'm new. Like, stop it. Stop it,
Kitty. What are you doing? You ruined the podcast. It's already scuffed as...
scuffed AF, dude.
Anyways, I haven't got enable on me, but I've accidentally shot, like, four teammates. Because, like, I don't, like, the controls
are... You team so... killer.
It's... No, I haven't killed them. I've just accidentally shot them. Trying to shoot drones. Enemy drones. So, like, I'll be shooting around, and then, like, I just shot someone in the foot. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm new.
Okay, speaking of team killing, because this just came to my head. You know, like, must have been, like, 5 years ago. On, like, OC.TC, right?
Yeah.
I was playing this one game mode. I forgot what it was, but we were trying to... We had TNT to make, like, cannons and stuff.
Yeah.
To shoot the other team, right? And this guy kept placing TNT and killing the whole entire team, right? So, I reported him, because he's team killing... And I was getting pissed off, so I started killing him. And dude, the guy that was originally team killing did not get anything, and I got kicked. Because I killed him.
Bro.
I was so upset. I was like, why am I the one getting kicked when he keeps killing the whole entire team? I was upset, spaghetti.
Speaking of OT.TC, RIP, that was... Those were good times.
Dude, yeah.
I miss the jungle map. You remember that? Where it was like...
The jungle map?
It's so there was like a glitch you could do where it was like, you know,
oh, the jungle, like, no.
No, there was there was a jungle map where it was like islands and you could run. Dude, I love I wish OT
OC.TC?
Yeah, OC.TC was still up. There was a map. I think it was like woods or something, but like it was spruce and then all leaves. And you couldn't break certain you could break all the blocks.
Oh, and it would be like pathways.
Yeah, and it'd be like a maze.
Yeah, but I like remember you were playing that on your, like, Mac.
Yeah.
And I was at your house, and I was, that's just vivid.
Dude, yeah, and then, like, there was, like, a way you could, like, mine blocks, and you could get up on top of the map, remember?
Yeah.
And you could drop down. Flat. And so, like, everyone would get on top of the map, people would be below the map, and it was just, like, a whole, like, trying to sneak into the other base. Like, remember they had, like, the four-way bases where it was, like, purple, no, it was, like, blue, red, green, and... Scion or whatever.
Yeah.
And like, oh dude, also the Scion Purple Wars too. Remember that, where it was like the castles and you had to defeat like the, it was the zombie pigmens, but they were called something else, but like they would defend their zombie pigmen and then you had to like kill them and then kill the zombie pigmen in their different castle towers.
I don't remember that specifically, but it reminds me a lot of I think it was called Rift.
Maybe.
Where you spawn in this platform and you drop down into
yeah,
this area.
That's what it was. That's what it was.
And you had to collect emeralds,
yeah.
Right? And with emeralds, you could buy, like, diamond gear.
Yeah.
And every time someone got diamond, like, full diamond armor and diamond gear,
yeah.
They would say, full DA.
Yeah. D-I-A. I remember that.
And I'll, like, always... I tryharded so hard in that game. It was my favorite because I just love the idea of getting gear and upgrading it really quickly. But the idea of the game mode was to break down these tower, like not towers, but these
exactly.
What were they? They were like
I swear it was
like a league. It was like a MOBA. It was literally a MOBA version of Minecraft.
Yeah.
But it was hilariously fun. I loved it so much. Yeah. So that's what you're thinking of.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And I think there was a game mode where you like go into towers and you kill zombie pigmen or something like that.
I remember also playing a ton of one hit kill.
Oh, yeah.
I would play it so... Dude. Even though my internet had just really bad lag, which is really bad for hitting someone and then it registering faster than they hit you.
Yeah.
But I love that so much.
It's... I played, like... When I played One Hit Kill with you, I remember I used to get so angry. Because you would kill me or, like... No, I was on your team and then, like, I would just die. But One Hit Kill was, like... Oh, God.
Yeah, that was the stuff. And Capture the Wool...
Oh, yeah.
I played so much. That's on Hypixel now.
It is?
Yes. Okay, I was playing like, it with, I think, Ian.
The Wool World? The whole world? Wool World and everything?
The, what do you mean?
I miss the Wool World where, like...
Oh!
Yeah.
I love that map.
Yeah, you know, it's like a whole world.
And,
like,
it was just could... And then I would listen to that one Chainsmoker song's Selfie or whatever.
Yeah.
Let me take a selfie. Dun, dun. Yeah. I don't know why. Oh, it was and then, all wool.
And then, like, the other maps, I'm trying to remember, but it was, like, I think it was, like, Medieval Castle, and, like, you'd have your castle area, and you could buy what you would want, and then you drop, and then like you could build like a cross, and like eventually like at the end of the map would either like there'd be so many tunnels underneath and so many bridges across, and like just trying to like defend. Oh, those were the good days.
But the bridging strats.
Oh yeah.
People have improved on that so much.
Oh yeah.
It's like crouch jump, like I don't know, it's crazy. Oh, yeah. They can bridge so fast. But dude, it was just, you just keep running and running and running until you got to the wool room. Yeah.
Back in the day when that first came out, that was just like that was the heyday of Minecraft. And since Minecraft is coming back, I hope more servers like that.
Well, Hypixel is doing it. It's a rather popular game mode.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, it's one of like the random modes. It's not one of their official things.
Yeah. So it's not just World.
The map?
Yeah. It's not just that map. It has multiple, right?
Well, no. That was an OC.TC specific
map. Okay. All right.
A whole bunch of those were OC.TC specific. Oh, remember that one map, Babylon?
Oh, dude.
Babylon. I hated that map so much.
I loved it.
I hated it so much.
It's because of the jumps, wasn't it? Like, you had to jump in between sections.
No, it was just, like, oddly shaped, and it was bothering
me. It was like you had the wool rooms, like, and they would go up, but in sections. So you have to, like, bridge between. Like, you could jump down on the platform, but you'd have to bridge back up the platforms.
I think my favorite map on there was Nile River, or whatever it was called, the Nile. And it was just a river in the middle. And it's a giant map. It was, like, super long. Oh, yeah,
it had, like,
people would just make giant, like, defenses across the river. Yeah. And it would just be, like, air-shooting war forever.
Oh, yeah.
And easily, those matches would last, like, easily an hour.
Dude, when I get home, we finna play some, like... Minecraft, like, games.
Yeah.
Like, mini games. I remember, like, this one map. I don't know if it was Nile. Like, was Nile empty, or was it a city?
It had a back area, which wasn't really a city. It was just some structures, and then a tower where the wall was. It was at the top of a tower.
Yeah.
And that was so fun, dude.
I love this map. I don't know what it was called, but it was a giant, like, sand city. Like, you know, like, Arabian city.
Okay.
Like, huge towers. So, like... People would, like, block themselves up into a tower, and then, like, you'd breach the tower, and, like, a bunch of people, like, it's like Siege, basically, but, like, really low pixels. Like, we'd have people that would, like, build up and, like, go down the tower, and, like, go through the tower, and, like, basically, like, people would, like, just defend, you know, like, and making, like, walls, you know, how, like, you used to make... Like, sometimes, I don't know why, it was absolute chaos, but I would build, like, an actual castle wall to defend. So, like, I would build, like...
That was a strat, though.
Yeah, I would build,
when you're, like 11, it doesn't matter. Yeah. It's just fun.
Yeah. That was, like, oh, God, it was so fun. Like, you play for hours, too. Like, you wouldn't get tired. Now, like, you can only play Minecraft for so long, and you get tired of it.
Well, the problem is, I've been playing Minecraft for, I don't know, 2011, it's 8 years.
And I've been playing it since 2012.
Yeah, around there. So, like, 8 years.
Yeah.
I've done almost everything.
Yeah.
So, there's some stuff, I just, like, I get burnt out really easy.
Yeah.
Is a problem.
It's there's one of those phases
where I'll play Minecraft for, like, a month.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll take a break for, like, 9. But, yeah.
You, like, switch to other games. Minecraft is one of those games where it's just, like, it's a good one. It's like it's like our NES but we're not boomers. You know, boomers have their NES and SNES.
But we're not boomers.
And the millennials have their N64 and GameCube. Well, we have Minecraft.
Yeah, pretty much. Even though all those generations play Minecraft because it's the best-selling game of all time.
Yeah.
It's just so crazy to think about. You when I was at like remember Ethan Skronik's house?
Yeah.
He showed me Minecraft, right?
Yeah.
And it was, like, the server, and they made, like, a giant statue. And the water and lava had these weird pixel, like, textures.
Yeah.
And it was so basic. The world looked super bright.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. And then we'd make a single-player world. And I loved that game ever since I went to his house and started playing it a lot, right? And I got home, and my dad wouldn't let me buy it for, like, 6 months. I asked every day for like 6 months.
Same.
And then I got it and I was so happy and then I played it for so long.
Yeah. Dude, I literally like, I loved that game so much that like I got home when you showed me and I asked my mom, she's like, no. And then I was so sad. I just kept watching the Minecraft trailer over and over again because I'm like, I want this game.
Yeah.
And then finally I got it and like 8 years of playing Minecraft was just,
I do want to play it again, though.
Yeah.
Like, I want to, with the server I set up, I want to actually play the game.
Yeah.
Game. You know, I watch SMP live.
Yeah.
And that looked like a lot of fun because they just have friends.
Yeah.
And they're all live streaming. And they all just have their own little thing going on. Yeah. They just do, like, bits and stuff.
Yeah.
I find that fun. And I wanted to, like, actually get into the game and do stuff again. Yeah. You know? Get that creativity sparked.
It was crazy that, like, up until, like, maybe, like, a year ago, I hadn't even, like, I didn't take single player seriously, so I never, like, made an actually good world.
Yeah.
And seeked out. So I didn't find diamonds in Minecraft for 7.5 years.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Like, for 7.5 years, like, not even find diamonds once in survival, like, solo survival.
I can't relate.
No, you found diamonds a lot, dude.
I had... So, okay. I don't think you're on the server, because I didn't play with you very much back then, but Tyler's, Ethan Skronik's brother, right?
Yeah.
He had a server, and I'd play on, like, every morning before and after school, right? And then eventually I got my little house set up in our little community.
Yeah.
And in my backyard, I had every single color of sheep. It took me like a week. But every single colored sheep. And then the owner thought I was cheating for the sheep. So he just butchered all of them.
Oh my God.
I was so sad, dude. I was devastated because I was like a little kid. I was like, oh, my sheep are gone. It took me so long to get those. And then every morning and every night, I would play in mine, because I'm a little living mole rat, right?
Yeah.
I would mine. I had like a stack of diamonds, which now isn't that much because you got like Fortune 3 enchantments, yeah, right? But back then, it was a lot. 64 diamonds, a lot.
I used to like...
And then he deleted all mole because I thought I was cheating. And then I just stopped playing after that. I was like, okay, I'm done. And then the server shut down.
Yeah. I used to wake up at 3:30 in the morning to play Minecraft before school.
Exactly, dude. I would have set an alarm for like 5 in the morning to like play Minecraft or like Destiny.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Dude, I would wake up like 5 minutes before my alarm and I'd just be wide awake. I'd be like on the You'll be like,
I'm ready.
And then I'll turn off my alarm and I'll go play Destiny or whatever.
And then like halfway through school you're like, oh my God, why?
The thing is, for now, it's so hard for me to get up, but once I'm up, I'm up.
Yeah.
I can stay up all night.
Yeah.
I can do it right now. I'm on like 4 hours of sleep. It's not a problem.
Yeah.
But back when I was a kid, I didn't really get tired either. But getting up wasn't as much of a problem.
Yeah.
You know? Which I hate it, because I hate being tired. But I'm always tired.
Dude, it's the worst being tired. You're like, oh God, I don't want to be tired right now.
Yeah. Just lose energy, you know? Losing energy. And no matter how much sleep I get, I'm always tired.
Oh, yeah.
But I can never... It's not tired where I want to go to sleep. I'm just like, I can't do this because I'm tired. I don't want to do this because I don't want to do it.
Dude, I woke up one day and I'm like, I don't want to go to work. I don't want to make breakfast. Yeah. I just want to lay in bed. And obviously, you couldn't do that. Like, that feeling of waking up in the morning and it's so cold here... Mm-hmm. And that feeling of like, oh, I have to get out of this warm bed, I have to put clothes on, half freezing, step outside in the cold. And once you're out in the cold, like after a little bit, it's just like, oh, okay, this is fine now. I'm not tired. But yeah.
Yeah. The transition of going to bed and waking up is always the worst.
Yeah.
Because either I can't go to sleep.
Yeah.
Because your brain has to get in that mode, right? Yeah. It's a transition from being awake for this many hours to going to sleep and then being asleep this many hours and waking up. But the bed is always so, no matter what, it's always so damn comfy when you wake up.
Not for me, dude.
Really? I'm always like, I can't, I'm fine. I just move around a little bit. It's all warm. I'm snuggled up. I'm like,
my bed is so horrible.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Anyways.
Try just getting a new bed roll.
We're coming up on 1 hour. You want to edit 1 hour?
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude. Time flies when you're petting a cat. She's been sleeping on my lap for the past 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah. It's cute.
No. Good kitty. Well.
Do you want to finish it up? Or?
Sure. That was the Say No More show.
Yeah.
Thank you for watching, dude. Yeah. Check out Sailor's stream.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
I don't know what you say. I don't know.
It's Grim underscore Adahelm. Spell Adahelm. It's all lowercase. A D E H E L M. I had to really think about
that. Yeah. Okay. Adahelm. So G R I M underscore A D E H E L M.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Check it out, boys.
Well,
It might just abruptly end because that's how my internet be like. So you might get like 4 minutes of me being like, hey, gamers, what's up?
But that's 4 minutes of content.
Yeah.
Is the important part. Yeah. Anyways, that'll be the end of the podcast. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Goodbye.
Bye.